are trying to explain to us tonight goes under the omniscient, all-knowing, and which means there is just knowingness, and the reason we don't know the knowingness because we are approaching it by the mind, which is limited. So the best way to know the mysteries, if there is such a thing, it is for the mind, is by going with the intuitive awareness rather than by the mind. Because when we use the mind to discover something, we use the limitation to discover the unlimited. And that is where we hit the dead end in the street, and we have to just drop it. So yes, it is what you're saying, but the best way to do it is in that silence, when you are still in the nature, when you're still, instead of trying to analyze, just be still, and that in stillness ask your question, and you will be aware of it eventually when you do that practice. I don't know if it makes sense to you or not, but this is something that happened to me when I was writing when I felt like I should write a second book. I didn't know what it was, and I actually refused. My inner voice said, you need to write another book, and I refused it. And 24 hours later, I am sitting in by the beach at Lake Tahoe, and it starts pouring out. Question and answer, question and answer. That's the most precious. I don't know how many of you have listened to it. We put it on CD. But I am positive through my own experience that the question forms after the answer is already there for you to receive.
That makes sense to me in a way, because of the things that I feel like I'm learning, they come in like an inspiration. And there's no even question, and then I fill in why I should know it.
Yes.
And it's kind of backwards, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Yes. Well, there is a curiosity that is within each one of us, but the main thing is that when you get inspired by something, hold on to it. Whatever it is that inspires us, hold on to it, because by holding on to it, it will dissect itself in your own consciousness. Like I would tell you, like last week I was saying for the, 100 million time, that if God is omnipresent, since God is omnipresent, then what can I be, right? That might inspire some of you, because we meditate on, hold on to it. During the day say, since God is omnipresent, who am I? So you renew this realization until it expands your consciousness. But if we hear something inspirational and try to dissect it with the mind or question it with the mind, actually we are building a concept around it. So the best way to do it is take it with I don't know where it is in the body, but there is something, some place there that seizes and goes, it's like release. It's like, why didn't I realize that before? And one of very, very inspirational, that if you take it with yourself is extraordinary, is omnipresent. Omnipresent. When you say omnipresent, just think of it. Immediately you think of one, right? You can't say omnipresent and then see differentiation. Do you know what I'm trying to say? If this room was omnipresent air, you wouldn't say there is an air here and then there is an air here, but there is two airs, no? And the air here is fresher than the air there. Do you follow me? It is only omnipresent. In that omnipresent, first of all, ultimately, the absolute has no attributes. We're talking about God now. omnipresent. There is a world of realization. Honestly, it's a world of realization. If we can sit with it and just roll it in our heart, we'll see that that alone can put us in a state that we have never been as high as that, you know? Since is omnipresent, God is omnipresent, immediately all the forms vanishes in that. You know, immediately everything becomes. Then we talk omniscient, which your thing was. What is so complex about that? What is so big deal for us to find something extraordinary? Is omniscient, is our birthright, is our nature to know. And the reason we don't know and we become so enchanted with knowledge that we get from outside is because we identify with the mind, as we were talking about last week. We did not identify with omniscient. We identify with the mind that is limited and cannot handle more than this much knowledge of billions of things. This much knowledge of billions of things. In other words, variety but not quantity, quality. So, and then we talk about omnipotent. Now, I hope you don't make the mistake of thinking that I'm talking about religion. I'm talking about mysticism. Mysticism stands in three pillars: omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, because in that, the bosom of these three qualifications is who we are when we roll it. And then we talk about omnipotent. If there is only one power, it doesn't even need to be a power. Power against what? It just is. In that, can disease, discord, and disharmony exist? How can it exist? Because we're talking about omnipotent. We didn't talk about this negative power and positive power. Now, why do we believe in negative and positive power? Because of the duality of the mind. And that's what created discord, disease, and disharmony. That's why it created this store. In omnipotent, we wouldn't need this store. Because there is no two power to come against each other and create this harmony that eventually result in illness, whether it's emotional, mental, or physical. So you see the secret that it is in the bosom of these three. If we roll it in our heart, do you see the grandeur of that? So here we have omnipresent, which just makes us totally unbelievably relaxed in the fact that there is no place that we are that can be different than another place that we are. It just is. In that isness, there is not limitation, is unlimitedness. Immediately we expand. Sense, omnipresent. Believe me, when you do that, something will happen to your heart. Something will happen to the center of your spirituality. And then, when you want to know something, Craig, instead of trying to roll it in the mind, say, sense is omniscient. It means the awareness of knowing. Dwell on that. The answer would come to you that is like no other answer you ever had of any question. Like in my book, I had answers to suffering. I had answers to ordinary questions and extraordinary questions and daily questions and problem of nature of problems and all of that. Where did it come from? Where did the answer come from? Omniscient. Therefore, we can all have it. Then there is no special this and special that. It's just that. But each one of us, to the extent of understanding and realizing these three, to that extent we can become an avenue of that light. So some people might be an avenue of this knowledge this much, some people this much, some people don't have it at all. They don't show it because they never had dwelling in a high place. And so these three little sentences in its existence has a freedom that knows no bound. When we are afraid of contagious epidemic, just think of one. If God is omnipresent, omnipotent, since God is omnipotent, and then where does that epidemic goes? The reason we believe it and we out of our fear could catch it is because of the duality that was created, but we don't have to worry about that because we have three weapons that can free us. Now you lose something, you don't know where it is, no problem. Sit down and dwell on omniscient, all-knowing. Open yourself to who you are. Millions of times it has happened in our life, you know, together, that we did that and we knew. We just knew. Not because I was intelligent, not because I was educated, not because I learned from somebody. No, I put myself under umbrella omniscient at that moment. And therefore the conscious voice could tell me. So our potentiality is as great as omniscient God. But to the extent that we use it, to that extent we're the avenue of showing it. Is that easy? And yet, if you have a complex mind, then it will make it look like it's not. Any question on that? Follow me, Joanna. So now, there are times that we think little of ourselves, or we condemn ourselves, or we are unsatisfied with the way we perform our job, or the way we perform our household, or whatever that it comes, and I'm sure it comes often. Just for a moment, close your eyes and say, go under the realization of omnipresent, and then you put in perspective who you are. You put in perspective, and then you start laughing. Oh my God, I was condemning myself. This is the mind is playing the game. You see how many of this gymnastic can be relaxed in this three. And the potential is infinite when you take it yourself. And then we had the methods, so many methods here to go beyond the mind. So let's for a moment close our eyes. And again, ask ourselves this question. Now, if you are not as closely related to the word God as I have been in my life, then replace it to anything that gives you that inspiration, whether it's light, current, whatever it is. But dwell on the omnipresent and then ask yourself, in this case, what can I be? Make sure you roll it in your heart, and really look at it deeply as you can possibly go to dissect every word that is being said.